Good evening. I'm Nancy Nangeroni.
I'm Gordine McKenzie.
And this is Gender Talk. Hello again, this is Gender Talk, worldwide radio that talks about transgenderism in the first person. Each week we bring you news, information, and exciting new voices that challenge our traditional view of gender and more. Tonight, and it's really afternoon right now, we've taken our program on the road to Provincetown, where we'll be visiting with a bevy of beautiful birds of all natures, crossdresser, transsexual, transgender, and more. We'll enjoy the unique pleasure of hearing from participants who are in the midst of what is, for many, earth-shaking and for most, a heartfelt experience of trans community. Plus, we'll talk about the history of Gender Talk Radio, the Fantasia Fair, and much more. And if we can manage to make it all work, we'll also have the gender news, question of the week, Raven, and much more tonight on Gender Talk. All right. Welcome, everyone, to Gender Talk. And for the first time, we're doing Gender Talk in front of an audience. So all you folks out there who are listening at home, whether you're on the internet or whether you're listening live in Boston, the Boston area right now, just know that we're sitting here in Provincetown in the Crown and Anchor Cabaret Room, and we've got a wonderful audience of people who are attending the Fantasia Fair right here in front of us. It's very weird for us because it's very weird to wear headphones in front of a room full of people.
But is it cool, Nancy? I mean, when you look out and you see so much energy and so much beauty in the room, we are lucky. This is great. We get all excited when we have one or two guests coming in the studio. So this is definitely a coup.
Yeah, it's really nice to have folks right here with us. And we'll be talking with some of you here in the audience a little bit later, and hopefully we're going to hear some stories, some first-person stories. So for all of you out there in Radioland, this is really a unique opportunity. It's the first time Gender Talk has ever done this. We're at a conference. It's a cross-dressing trans, gender conference, I guess, is the most general term, gender conference. And this is the longest running gender conference in existence, Fantasia Fair. It's been held here in Provincetown for how many years? Like 30 years or something?
And 31? Dallas is going to fill us in on all that.
That's right.
Yeah, so we'll have and the history.
That's the other great thing is it's going to make this program particularly unique because we have here at the conference people who have been here a long time who can tell us the history. We also have people who are coming out into the community for the very first time. So we're going to have a great diversity. Now, I'm, of course, Nancy Nangeroni. With me, our producer,
Gordine McKenzie. How are you all doing?
And this guy with the crew cut sitting.
Is Ethan St. Pierre.
Hey, Ethan. How are you doing tonight?
I'm skid.
we're actually sitting up on a stage for the first time.
Yeah, it's a lot different when you're in a studio and you can't see your audience.
I know.
I'm like, oh, my God.
I feel exposed myself.
Yes.
And we don't have anything in front of us, really, except a few little cocktail tables, so it's like, there's just no privacy up here at all, and it's great.
I love the idea of doing it by cocktail tables.
Decided to do the radio show here. Thank you so much for that. I want to point out that we listened in this room yesterday or the day before to Ken Dollarhide talking. Ken is a
professor
who is also
an activist,
native-born activist, an Oglala from the Pine Ridge Reservation. Anybody who've read In the Spirit of Crazy Horse or Peter Mathiasen's book, wonderful work. Anyway, know a little bit about that. But Ken Dollarhide said, in response to some question about writing and publishing, he said, the place I prefer to publish is Transgender Tapestry. That is something that I have more respect for than any of the academic journals. And I thought, right back at you, Dallas.
Yeah. Wow, thank you.
My choice as well.
Yeah.
Well, we believe Fantasia Fair to be the longest running annual transgender event on this continent and maybe anywhere. This is our 31st year. It takes place every October in the second half of the month in Provincetown, where we are right now at the very tip of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Provincetown is a fishing village, and a resort community with a large gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender contingent. And as always, even 31 years ago in 1975, been a most welcoming and affirming environment. It's been a wonderful home for the fair for 31 years. And for 31 years, transgender people have been spending an entire week here in Roll, and it's been life-changing for many of the people in this room.
And for those who are listening who aren't themselves trans or might not be familiar with some of that terminology, enroll, when we talk about enroll, we mean that in the gender of choice, whatever that may be.
Right. Many people here come out, literally out of a door, dressed for the first time in their lives, and they don't have to change clothes unless they want to.
They've been naked up to that point.
For a whole week, absolutely. Excuse my jargon.
That's all right.
Cross-dressed, and it's a mini real-life experience, which is why the parent organization, the nonprofit that manages the fair, is called Real Life Experiences, because it really is like a one-year real-life experience. Which brings to question: if you come to 52 Fantasia fairs, you know, are you qualified for surgery under the Harry Benjamin
syndrome? Oh, because you're cross-legged.
I like that twist.
Love it.
That's great.
So I've noticed you guys. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
No, I was saying that it's a great event for cross-dressers, transsexuals, any significant others, anyone with any interest in gender, and everyone's welcome.
Absolutely. Now, I've noticed you guys driving around the fair management. First of all, you have a staff of support people, I've noticed, giving you a lot of massages and foot rubs and stuff like that. And I've also noticed you're driving very big, fancy cars and and charging exorbitant fees for all this stuff. So
fancy.
I'm just...
Well, we do have a bid in on a jet for
yeah,
the fair.
Yeah, that's right. There's absolutely no profit involved. There's no money being skimmed off anywhere.
In fact,
no
money
salaries.
Is actually being given because you offered some scholarships, I understand.
Yeah. Six and perhaps seven scholarships, depending on how you construct them this year, which enables people who could not otherwise come. The fair had, at one point, a well-deserved reputation as an expensive event.
Yeah.
It's not now. We keep the prices as low as we can,
yeah.
And we work with people. We do have scholarships, and we urge people who cannot afford to come to contact us, and we will consider you for a scholarship.
How can they contact you, Dallas?
Well, I don't have the address with me at the moment. info@fantasiafair.org.
There you go. info@fantasiafair.org.
info@fantasiafair.org.
Now, the first Fantasia Fair was when?
1975.
Do we know anything about how that happened? I mean, that was before there was any... The word transgender didn't even exist then.
Absolutely.
How did that happen?
Well, there was a group in Boston called the Cherry Stones, and there were small groups of mostly cross-dressers meeting around the country, and some folks put their heads together and some people ponied up some money, and they had the first Fantasia Fair. Ariadne Kane was one of the founders and has been involved with the fair since in an organizing role for many years.
Yep.
And now Ari comes and is our honored guest.
Unfortunately, he's not here today. He had to leave early, so we're not able to hear from Ari. But
we will on a later program.
Yeah, we'll talk with Ari. And we'll hear the history, because Ari just has a wealth of historical knowledge.
The fair has changed from the early days of lots of makeup seminars to programs like this today. And Mickey Gilbert is here.
So now it's really a waste of time.
Absolutely. You learn about, like gender transgressive identities and political action and other sorts of things.
I've been pleased and surprised, because I haven't been to the fair for 6 or 7 years. I don't remember how long it's been, or more. And it has changed in a really good way, but it has not lost its welcoming aura for the newly out crossdresser and the people who just want to play with clothing and play with appearance, who don't want to be bogged down in the politics of it all, who don't want to take it so seriously that they can't have fun with it. And I'm so glad that it hasn't lost that. It was so wonderful watching the Follies last night, and you know, people in all kinds of costume and get up. And our own Mickey Gilbert, who you'll hear from in a minute, did a delightful little act on stage. It's just nice to see that it's nice to see that it's picked up a political edge, but I would never want it to lose that other part where it's in part about frills and, you know, whatever, you know, just letting it hang out a little bit. Witches hats, We have Tranquila here in a bright pink wig, and we'll hear from Tranquila
a little later.
It's just terrific that it really cuts across, and it's welcoming to FTMs. There's only one FTM here this year. Is he here in the room?
Two.
Are there two?
Ethan
now?
Is on stage with us.
I am.
He doesn't count.
I thought this was a dream.
See how it feels, Ethan?
I know.
Can you take it?
I'd really like to encourage more FTMs to come to this event, though, because I'm having a wonderful time.
Yeah.
And there's so many beautiful people here.
Yeah. All I can say is it's a good thing there's an audience here. I never would have noticed that faux pas of mine.
You know, there's also that whole notion of politics and that little outfit, and they can go together really well.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the only time of year I wear makeup.
Oh, I love it.
I love it. Thank you so much, Dallas.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. All right, Dallas Denny, everyone, editor of Transgender Tapestry magazine, really the leading publication on cross-dressing transsexualism.
Very, very cutting edge. We've got Mickey Gilbert with us, and Mickey is a tireless...